100 Word Stories.
Today's story is called Revenge. It's by Lawrence Simon. Does revenge bring closure? It wasn't hard to face her killer. He was in the morgue, on the table, next to my pregnant fiance. It was a suicide bombing, after all. I yelled, I screamed, beating his corpse with a folding chair. But I still felt the rage. When we found the bomb maker and the planner, I thought about making them eat each other's fingers. Instead, we shackled them to concrete blocks, flew them 3 miles out over the sea. They fell, begging and screaming. Let them drown in my tears. But I felt nothing, and I haven't cried since. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.